This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
About to show these boys how we do it.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
It's not about deserve.
I'm not an owl!
A girl has no name. There is something supernatural at work here.
It's about what you believe.
Did I step on your mom?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Now on, you do as I do.
You may the odds be ever in your favor.
Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Hearing, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, my name is Monica, and with me today is my lovely, amazing, glorious, already in a tank top, with beautiful light and soon to be having additions to the family, co-host Amanda! Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Monica. You make it sound like we're having a baby. We're not.
I know.
I just want to put
but
that
it's
out
an
there.
Addition to the family.
Our family is growing. Our family is growing by one cute little pussy cat who's coming home in just a couple days.
I'm so, so excited. You deserve a kitty. It's going to be so good. So Yay. Excited.
Can't Yay. Wait.
So besides this amazing freaking news, because these are really amazing freaking news, what else is new?
That's it.
Oh, no. I think there are things, there's something you might want to share with our listeners.
Is this where you want me to introduce our guest? Or
yes!
Is there news? Do I have news? Like, I actually thought that I had, like, news that I had to share with you.
I saw it in your face, but I just wanted to make you a bit, because you were just so clueless, and I was like, yeah, well, let's keep that one going.
Yep, that worked, because I was like, what else do I need to say? We're getting a new cat, That's it. But we have a guest, and that is great, exciting, and wonderful news, because, I'm very excited to welcome our guest, Lizzie, onto Geek Hearing.
Hi, Lizzie.
It's me. Hello. It's you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being on. We're totally not excited whatsoever. We have not been freaking out beforehand, and yeah, it's going to be great.
I'm glad I'm not the only one who's been freaking out then.
No. Why have you been freaking out?
Just don't worry about it. It's fine. don't make me feel so insecure. Let me speak.
Please speak. No, it's fine. We met Lizzie a couple of, I don't even know, it feels like forever. It's not that long, but it feels like forever because she's just the coolest. We met her on Aww. Twitch as we meet all the cool people, kind of. They're all like gathered on Twitch. So if you want to find them too, you should just follow us on Twitch as well, the listeners in our podcast or whatever. But yeah, Lizzie is a streamer, a wonderful PR human. She streams like fancy games like The Sims. I call that fancy. She's doing
fancy
crazy
games.
Shit in The Sims. And she's also a Stitch bitch. So she's cross-stitching on Twitch as well, which is super fucking amazing. I have a personal Lizzie's, what is it called? Lizzie's Finest, calling it that.
I'll do. That's fine. I don't mind that.
In my house, it says, fuck the patriarchy, so Lizzie's just part of us, basically. And yeah, we thought it's going to be a great show today to have her on when we talk about all things love and finding ourselves, because, boy, there has been news.
Yes, been a journey.
So before we dive into talking about all of the fancy things, we have the rapid fire round where people can get to know you a bit better besides all the wonderful things that I already said about you, which I usually don't do, but there we go. I can be nice for once Aww. As well.
It happens on occasion. It's surprising, but like, it's nice when it happens.
Surprising and a bit weird, I suppose. So yeah, are you ready?
I'm ready.
So Lizzie, where are you from?
Ooh, so I am from a nice, let's go for nice place in the middle of England-ish. And I'm currently living in southwest England at the moment. So yeah, very, very English. Still here. Maybe that will change one day. We'll never know. But.
As I mean, the world, when the world would open up again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Everything is different. That is true. What are your pronouns?
She, her.
Cool. When are you a geek since? It could be a year or maybe a story of your first geeky experience.
See, I've been thinking about this because I know you asked this and I was trying to pinpoint when. And it's difficult because everyone that knows me knows that my memory is trash. But I think, oh gosh, I think what sprang to mind was when I was introduced by the Tekken games by my brother.
Ooh.
And so I was thinking it must have been around sort of 98. So I would have been around about 7. And that was just what me and my brother did. So my brother is far, far older than me and we don't have a lot in common. But I just remember loving that sort of connection with him. And then, yes, that was probably the first time I remember having some kind of geeky thing.
Nice. I think Tekken is probably a good entry drug. What are your biggest influences? So it could be books, movies, TV shows, teachers, games, or whatever comes to mind, really.
Ooh, mainly TV shows and lots of YouTube. Lots and lots of YouTube. Probably too much YouTube. And amazing people that I've met on Twitch. And I'm not a massive reader. I am trying to change that, but I'm not a huge reader. And just people that I meet along the way, really. I don't want to say easily influenced, but I'm probably easily influenced. So yeah, just people that I connect with, really, are probably the people that influence me the most, whether that is in person or through the copious amounts of YouTube that I watch.
What is your favorite YouTube channel that is totally outside of, but considering you watch a lot of YouTube?
Ooh, probably, like, I love productivity YouTubers just because I'm like, I can do this, and then I never do it. So people like Thomas Frank or Michelle B, people like that, yeah, mainly. Oh, nice. Simone Yetch, she's a really good one. You've heard of her? You'd nice. Like her. Feminist scientist robot builder. She's the queen of shitty robots. And she's amazing. Oh,
somebody told me about her, I'm pretty sure.
Watch her. I have. Religiously.
You need to tell me the link later so I will remember.
Drop the link in our Discord or something.
Cool.
Please.
I do have, I have somebody told me about her just very recently, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, what are your current geeky pastimes?
Well, the cross stitch, as we've mentioned already. And streaming, really. They're the main two in my life right now. I've combined the two quite well, I'd like to think. So yeah, they're the main ones.
I think you've done a great job. Since when are you streaming? That is totally outside of the rapid fire round, but I'm still asking.
Yes. Say again, so when am I streaming?
Since when?
7 months? 8 months now? Mm. Still a baby streamer.
Oh, definitely we're all grown-up streamers by now, Liz.
We know doesn't feel like that when I'm streaming.
I don't actually think anybody feels that they know what they're doing when they're streaming, honestly.
Yeah, that's probably true, to be fair. Yeah. That's probably true.
Because there are always issues, there are always things going on, and you always feel like, I figured this shit out now, why is this not working? And you feel like the total noob again. And it happens to every stream. Everyone. Yeah.
And every stream, everyone's like, this isn't a Liz stream unless something's gone wrong. And I'm like, can you stop? Do you have to call me out like that? Stop that now.
Yeah, rude. But that's just how it is, I think.
Yeah, I can, yeah, vouch for that for sure.
We have wonderful people in chat today who also say can confirm.
Yeah, thank you, Tempe. Appreciate that. But that's one of my mods. It's my OG mod. Yeah,
the mods know most of the dirt, let's be honest. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the mods though.
It's just gonna be a chorus of people agreeing with the my trashy technical difficulties. Thanks, team.
But I mean, it's also difficult because you have like the separate camera and everything. That's different. You have a face cam and you have the stitch cam, basically. So that's also a totally different setup. That's also questionable.
That's what it is. It's just so advanced that, you know.
Yeah, it is.
So polished that it's broken.
I did the Lego stream. It is different. Like, you needed to stay still and do things while you do things. It's different. So that's like next level streaming this.
Thank you for validating me. I appreciate that.
I think it's often so easy on the other side when you're not doing it to say, what is this bullshit? Why is this not smooth? Because streaming is not fucking smooth. It's not true. Made to be smooth. There it's are like true. Tools that you use that don't work together, and there are a lot of things that need to fall in place. So it's just not freaking smooth. That's it. That comes with streaming, and if you can't deal with it, then maybe it's not for you.
There we go. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Sorry, but today we're not here to talk about streaming. I'm playing my tiny little violin. We're not here to talk about streaming today.
We're not?
Oh. We can.
Yeah, why am I here?
Sorry, this is the end of the show. See you next week. Bye. That's it. What we're talking about today, Amanda, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about love and finding yourself and all that comes with those long journeys.
Long journeys.
Because long journey.
this month is not only LGBTQ month in the UK, LGBTQ History Month in the UK, it's also the month where it's the Valentine's Day, though that was 2 days ago, but it's still like this month of love and whatever, and we want to celebrate all kinds of love and all the love, but sometimes it takes a few steps to get to love and to find love and to realize that there are different kinds of love. So how was it for you two? Totally just bumping it out right there because I couldn't find a nice and smoother way to do it.
Cheers, Monique.
Cheers.
So, Monica, are you asking us to talk about gay things?
Yes. Please gay talk things. About gay things.
Be gay,
talk,
do crime.
Talk gay, be gay, do please. Crime. Be gay, do crimes. Exactly. Well, maybe we should preface this entire situation with just a pointer, because the people who don't know Liz, people who don't know you, maybe don't know why this is all so fucking awkward right now.
Why are you palming this off on us?
No, I'm not. That's why I'm so fucking awkward right now, pointing this out. So Amanda, as we all kind of know, I think we do know, that Amanda is bi, and Liz just recently, like very, very recently, came out as queer as well. And we thought it would be kind of super fun to like share experiences, or you share experiences with, because Amanda is like ancient already in her journey.
Thanks, Monica.
An ancient gay.
An ancient gay. And you're a kind of really cute baby gay. So, and there is baby different types. Different times and different seasons, and there are like legit almost 20 years in between, so we thought it would be super interesting to figure out how it was for you and what you think might be different and all the fancy things. And that's what
almost
we're talking
20 years
about.
Surely not almost. That long
13 15? Years between no sorry 17 years between when I came out and when you came out.
Wow. There we go.
That's almost math. 20 years.
Good. Look at gay math.
Gay math. That's the problem here, isn't it? That's quite clear the problem. Who are you asking first, Moni, I suppose?
Yeah. What do you want to know?
Who wants to talk first? You can dice this out with each other.
Come on, Moni, delegate. You're asking the question.
Okay, I'm delegating. Okay, Liz. Come on, you're our guest. Oh. Shoot the shit.
shoot the shit. Yep. Just baby gay in sort of... Yeah. Sorry, I've read the comments as well. We need a top in the room. We need someone to... Yeah, very baby gay. Very openly baby gay. Like, it's always something that has been around, that's sort of been a part of me, but it's not anything that's kind of, it's very recently, literally in the last sort of fortnight, that I've sort of felt comfortable enough to, I don't want to say put a label on it, because I haven't really put a label on it, but comfortable enough to express it and roll with it. And it's a bit of a funny one, because I have spoken about being queer before and finding people attractive, but I've never sort of explicitly been like, oh yeah, by the way, I'm not straight, or whatever label I fancy at the time. Mm. So yeah, it's not a new thing. It might be newly official, but it's always something that's been there, and it's something that I've been wanting to sort of explore and discover about myself. And yeah, it's new, but it's exciting, and see what happens, I suppose.
See what happens, I suppose.
I love, there was a, you made a recent comment or a few months ago or something, I saw you were saying, what, do you mean not everyone thinks women are also hot? Something along those lines, and I was like, huh.
Yeah, that kind of made me realise things. It's always kind of been like, I don't know where I might have read about this or heard about this, but it was, there was, I don't know, trashy ladies magazines like, oh, you know, it's actually quite common for straight women to fantasize about other women, or, and then I'm kind of like, but is it? So I have only dated men, so I must be straight, but also I'm thinking about these other things, like, what, that doesn't make sense to me. And then it was kind of like, oh, maybe that isn't true, maybe that isn't the case for everyone, which just was confusing. Still confusing. Less confusing. Slightly.
Slightly less confusing.
Just a bit. That's much.
Tiny bit, yeah. But yeah, that's that, I suppose. I don't know.
I totally also just lost the thing that I wanted to ask. So if Amanda wants to jump in how it was for her, that would be great. Because by the time I might be able to figure out the question that I had.
So when I was in high school, our like standard game to play at any kind of party was spin the bottle. I don't know if that, I don't know. Maybe that's like a weird thing, but maybe
no,
it's a
normal
thing.
No, we did
that
too.
Okay. I'm yeah. like, I have no idea if this was really weird of our friend group, but that's what we did all
I mean,
the time.
I think the cool kids did that. I don't think I was ever one of them, so I didn't get to invite to those
sorts of
parties.
You were never one of the cool kids.
No
that's
way.
Bullshit.
No.
We were also not the cool kids. We were like the kids that weren't cool but weren't uncool.
Okay.
We were the kids that sat on the side of the cafeteria at lunchtime, but like we weren't in the middle, but we were also were actually in the cafeteria, so like, you know, we weren't uncool, but we weren't cool. But we played a lot of spin the bottle and kissed a lot of girls. Kissed a lot of boys, kissed a lot of girls though. And it was actually hilarious because one of my best friends always got like really into kissing this one girl in particular, but she was straight. She was very, very straight. And until one day we were walking home together and she goes, Amanda, I've got something to tell you. And I was like, okay, what? And she goes, I'm bi. And I was like, oh, I thought you had something to tell me. and she was like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, it's very obvious. And she was like, oh, okay. And like, that was that. So like I told my mom later, I was like, oh, you know, my friend came out today. Cause we drove her home. Like it was, we were all very close. And my mom was like, oh, are you gay? Are you bi? And I was like, no, no, no. Fast forward 2 years. Yeah.
You remember that conversation? Yeah.
Pretty bi. Yeah, so like when I actually came out to my parents, it was kind of awkward because it was my second year of university that I came out to them. But I was out from my first year when I like got an online girlfriend, and I thought that I was the shit because I was like, huh, I guess I like girls now. And then I was like, pretty sure I've always liked girls. just look back here. But yeah, my first girlfriend, I came out to my parents, and it was like I took them out for dinner before a dance recital because I was doing Hawaiian dance classes at the time. We had an annual recital, and took them out for dinner, and was so nervous, so nervous. Like, I almost shit myself. I didn't, because I was dancing later. That would have just been really awkward. And I was like, yeah, so I'm bisexual and I have a girlfriend. And they were like, oh, what does that mean? And I was like, okay, well, this is what it means. I like boys and girls and I have a girlfriend. And they were like, oh, don't tell anyone. I was like, okay.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, how do you not tell people? Like, I was just like, that went well.
Oh, so you were what, 18 then?
I think I was 19 when I came out to them.
So they were not the first people you told, basically?
No, I'd been part of, like, no, I'd been out for over a year then amongst my friends. And, you know, the bonuses of being living away at like, university and not having to see them every day. And
Yeah.
And, you know, the bonuses of liking all genders that, you know, it wasn't weird if I brought home boys. And it just coincidentally never brought home girls until Jackie.
So you mean you didn't bring the girls home, but...
There wasn't really any before that.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't live at home, so...
Mm.
But yeah, they didn't know until I came out, like, in April 2005, it would have been. No, maybe did it. I don't know. Something like that.
Do you feel like, how was it for you, Liz? How did you tell your parents? How?
Yeah, so,
When did you decide to tell it? Like, what made you tell it? If you want to tell, like, of course, only the details you want to share, obviously.
Yeah, so, I mean, all of the communities that I'm in across Twitch are very queer communities, and that made me feel very... Like, that's given me room to sort of grow and experiment and just feel very, like, comfortable and empowered. And I thought, I'm getting to the point where my Twitch channel, I want to be more involved in my own Twitch channel. So I want to be promoting these things on Twitter and on different social platforms. And because I've always had these feelings. They've just never been official, if you like. So I will comment on people that I found attractive or whatever. And I was kind of like, I think everyone knows, but I just want to make sure everyone does. So I tweeted and just said, oh yeah, by the way, I think you all know, but here's what it is. I'm queer. I have been for however long, blah, 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 blah. And then I just decided to do the exact same thing with my family as well, because they sometimes come and watch my Twitch channel, and I wanted just to feel comfortable and there not to be any sort of like secrets, and for me to be able to use things like the LGBT plus tag on Twitch, and that my mum's, not that she wouldn't be uncomfortable, but that if I was to like make a comment on stream or someone was to say something in chat and she saw it, she might be a bit like, oh, he didn't tell me that. And it was it's more of a trust thing with her, rather than, like, she's got no issues with it whatsoever. She was completely cool about it. In fact, it was really lovely. I sent this message and I was like, because I'm in a group chat with my mum and my sister, and my sister used to tease me when I was young, like, oh, you never talk about boys, you must be gay. And, you know, all stuff like this. And I was like, look, you definitely knew way before I did. Yes, I am queer. I just want to let you know, because of reasons that I've just mentioned, because I want to be more open about it. These are the sorts of communities that I'm in. And my mum just sent me a lovely message back like, oh, I think we're all a little bit queer, really. And it was just brilliant. And then my sister replied as well and was like, actually, do you know what? Good for you. Thanks for telling us. Turns out, I've never told you this, but I'm also bisexual. And it was just lovely. It was just a big... like tearful mess, but it was wonderful. I think it went well. I think it was all right. Yeah,
I mean, if you feel good afterwards, that's a good sign that it went all right, I suppose, because in the end it doesn't really matter what the people are saying, like what the people are really saying, but in the end it matters like how you feel about it. And sometimes even if the people don't react well, but you have like this feeling of relief that everybody finally knows now and you can be more yourself, because of that.
Yeah, being myself.
Yeah. Then that's also some kind of relief, as I suppose, that gets taken off your chest, even though it was like kind of always under the covers. Like, what a great pun that was, if it were intended. but not something that you've like openly talked about before, but always something that you carried with you. Then it's just that you don't have to think about it anymore, because it's just you in the end. Like, now it's out, and so it's kind of easier for you to be more out, because the people in your life, they already know, and every other fucker who you don't know was... who shouldn't give a shit anyway. So,
well, yeah, but it was kind of like I think you know this, but I want to make sure, and I wanted that it to be open, so they didn't feel like I didn't trust them, or I didn't want them to feel as though I was hiding something from them because of them. Do you know what I mean? So that was the main reason behind it. And yeah, just so I could start being more authentically myself, really.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there is like that level of authenticity when you actually start to like be yourself again. I say again because this is like quite relatable for me, actually. Because I've been like seeing a man for 9.5 years. We're engaged. Like, I don't see that ever changing in my life. And like,
good for you, Tom, in chat.
Yeah, that's Tom in chat. Like, that's not changing. And like, I've never like hidden the fact from him, like that I'm interested in more than men, like that. You know, gender doesn't matter, and like, I'm just attracted to who I'm attracted to, right? So, but with that, like, I kind of felt like I wasn't really living authentically as myself, like that I kind of left these queer communities that I had been very much involved with, like at my university, and when I first moved over to Northern Ireland, like, I was more active in like the queer community, and then like life happened, work happened, Tom happened, and like I just kind of wasn't really involved in like gay culture, and I missed it because like it's lonely being a little queer out in the middle of a village in the middle of Northern Ireland that's like very religious, and like I kind of lost that part of myself. So it's only really been kind of the last maybe 8 months getting back, like getting involved with Twitch communities and Discord communities, and being like, it's just so nice. It feels like coming home and like being able to be more open again. And I was like, how was I hiding this? It almost felt like I had to come out for a second time in a way, because it had been so long and it had been so unintentionally hidden, when like it was never like I was back in the closet, and it was never like I would ever deny, you know, my attraction to all genders. But it was, I don't know, it was weird. It just felt like it almost wasn't a part of me anymore, even though it was always a part of me. Like, does that even make sense? It feels so strange to say it out loud.
Yeah, makes sense.
Don't think it does. Like, it makes a lot of sense what you're saying in general. And I think that it's often tricky if you are in a straight presenting relationship. Not only because of what you might be telling yourself for some reason, but also how you're perceived from the outside. So the outside world perceives you as a straight person and also treats you like one. And that's also a special kind of culture in a way. Like, it's a special kind of culture. Queer culture is a special kind of culture. And being treated as straight is also like different in a way, because there are a lot of things that as a straight, in a straight relationship, you don't have to consider, that people will look at you when you hold hands, and all those things, all those often really small and tiny things, especially when you live on the fucking countryside, where like everything that is out of the fucking norm is just so super. Gemma says in chat, in a straight world, when you aren't performing queerness, the assumption is that you're straight, and people will just generally assume that you are, even though you might not be, and even when they don't see you actively doing whatever, as Gemma said with way, way nicer words than I did.
Definitely, and there's a lot of privilege that comes with it as well, Like, I don't have to worry walking down the street holding Tom's hand. Whereas, like, with my ex-girlfriend, like, we had a lot of harassment walking the streets, you know? Like, and it definitely, you know, is something that I notice, and that, you know, it is, like, relieving that I don't have that, but also it hurts because I have had that, and I know that many people still have that harassment, and like also a lot more than just like shouting and comments and like disgusting things shouted at you on the street. Like, it's obviously, it can be a lot worse, a lot worse. So there is a lot of privilege that comes with being a straight passing queer, and that's not lost on me.
You just mentioned about the fact that you know that there is privilege that you experience because you're in the straight presenting relationship, even though you're queer. Is that something that you still miss? Is that despite the harassment that you've been talking about and despite the challenges that you have, is that just something that you miss sometimes, if you know what I mean? Not the harassment, obviously, but that's because from what I experienced, because we're in so many queer communities now on Twitch, and a lot of our friends are obviously all queer because they're great and amazing, and it's that special kind of bond that is going on in the community in general, also because of the fact that everybody is queer. So is that something that you, I mean, you basically said that you missed it during your life, but would you take that on any day with the harassment if you need it? I don't know. The question is stupid. It sounded smarter in my brain. Forget about it.
I'm not even sure what you're trying to ask, but no, I would take, I would never change any part of my life. And like being part of the queer community and being involved in queer community is some of the most important relationships that I have, because there's nuance and there's conversations and there's relatableness that you can mm-hmm. only get in those, in with those people that understand, that have been there, that appreciate a really gay joke, you know?
It's true.
Like, there's just some things that you can't say to your straight friends.
For example?
Oh gosh, now you're asking me to have examples. I don't know. I can't think of one thing right
now. I know.
Like, I couldn't talk about how, like, I don't know, just thinking of, like, my friends here, like, my friend who lives next door to me, like, I could make, like, zero gay jokes in front of her, because she'd be like, what? Like, she would, like, not get it, and then she'd also not get it. Like, there's... I don't know. There's like,
yeah, no, I can see where you're coming from. It's kind of like when you're in Twitch channels or Discord or whatever, and there's sort of like those jokes about being a top and being a bottom and things like that. And if I was to say that to one of my straight friends, they'd be like, just cock their head and look at me like, I don't know what this is. And it's kind of, that is nice to be able to be part of that, and it is, like you mentioned, it's kind of like a special sort of bond. It's a link, isn't it? It makes you feel included. It feels like home when you can have those sorts of like jokes and comments and experiences. Yes, cock their head was probably not the best choice of choice of words.
The best word. Or like, you can't even say like, oh, I think that she's really hot or something to your friend who's just like, just feels awkward when you say, like, you make passing remarks on like finding somebody of your own gender attractive or something. It's just like, sometimes they just are like, what?
Yeah,
not that I often run around being like, she's hot, I'll bang them all, but you know, if I did,
even if you did, that would be fine too. I mean, as long as Tom and as long as everybody's consenting is what I mean.
Sure.
Gemma said in chat that there is a badge of honor that comes with being visibly queer because she's so femme. She's really read as queer, and she wishes she did. The visual marker of being queer is a marker of belonging as much as it is a marker of otherness, really.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Tom also said that it would potentially could make them uncomfortable, not saying that it's right. Do you feel you... Like, both of you, do you feel that you kind of adjust a lot around straight friends to not make them feel uncomfortable?
That's a tricky question, especially with like the pandemic. I've not seen many people especially since coming out, to have that sort of experience with. But no, I think I have been quite lucky in the past. Like I've had, when I've been at university, I've had queer friends or generally just thirsty friends who are just like, yeah, no, they are hot or whatever. So I have been very, very lucky in that respect. I don't know if that would shift now that I have come out, whether they would see it less like, I don't know, whether they would take it more seriously, if you like, and they're kind of like, oh, actually, you're not poking a bit of fun there. You're not just being cheeky. I don't know. I haven't experienced it, so I can't answer it.
For me, I mean, my like blatantly honest answer is I don't actually have a lot of fully straight friends. like, as I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, one, two, and their partners, yep, that's about it. like as I was saying, my high school friends are all pretty gay, in some ways. My university friends saw me at my queerest, so I never had to change any of that for them. Yeah, it's only like a handful of friends here in this country that are straight. Yeah, so no, like I think it really depends on the straight friends, like the ones. My ones here in Northern Ireland, I have kind of changed a little bit because, like, I feel like gay comments or something, like, do kind of make them a little bit uncomfortable. But also, that was a lot of during the time when I was kind of not super acknowledging that side of myself as well. And then pandemic. So, yeah, I don't know. Probably, I don't know. I would say I probably will be just myself in front of them from now on. Not that I, like, ever noticeably changed, but, yeah, it's a weird one.
Definitely if it's not something one. That you feel is super part of your life at the moment, though it's obviously always something that's part of your life, but it's not an identity that you're living out now, so it's, like, kind of, like, it's resting in that place within yourself where you don't need to look at it for whatever kind of reasons, or you don't look, or you're not looking at it for whatever kind of reasons, then it's also more difficult to go out and be like showing it all out to other people when you're not looking at it yourself. So I think that's just normal kind of thing that is going on then, and the general vibe that is then going on, and without them even judging you for it or judging you for your jokes. Well, maybe they don't get it, but also they wouldn't get other jokes as well, I suppose. So that's unrelated to what you identify with in the moment. So you can still tell stupid jokes and they are not able to join in with that. So, but because you are not embracing it at the time, or you weren't embracing it at the time, that might also be the reason why you haven't been openly gay joking around them.
Yeah, so it's true. I mean, like, to be fair, some of these friends are not, would even consider themselves feminists. And so, like, I kind of have to tiptoe and sometimes get off my soapbox when feminism comes up.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I do think that's a general interest. Like, you're also living very countrysidey, so the countryside has its own challenges when it comes to that. Like, it's totally different when you live in the city or when you live in the countryside and people are just...
Oh, yes.
Are you also a countryside person?
I am at the moment, yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so, yeah. Could tell you a whole different set of stories about that, but they wouldn't be on theme.
Yeah. So for that, I just feel... it's very tricky for everybody on the countryside with whatever kind of otherness they display, in the sense, if it's not being queer, then it's because you're like not having children at a certain age, or because you're not married at a certain age, or because you're
brown
black
and you're covered
whatever.
In tattoos,
or you're covered in tattoos. So there is always, like, especially because people don't see shit out there, which is weird because we're everywhere for some reason, but people still pretend like there is this weird fucking norm and everybody else is different. We're just all people, I suppose, loving the people we love, doing the things we love, and not minding other people's fucking business.
Yeah.
Even my dog grunted at that. Yeah, she does agree. If you could do it over again, would you change something? Like, would you...
Me?
Both of you. Both of you.
Both Liz, of us.
Go Liz first.
I think I would just give myself permission to feel how I felt and, like, not worried about it so much. And, yeah, I'm not going to say I regret things because... That's part of the experience, isn't it? Like, it is what it is. That's how we grow. That's how we learn. But yeah, if I could, I would probably just acknowledge feelings a bit more and just be, I don't know, maybe slightly more impulsive and spontaneous, just so I had more opportunity to act on the way I felt. So yeah, not massively differently, but
Amanda.
I mean, like, I think maybe I wish that I had not lost my connection with the queer communities for, like, a lot of years in between my life here. Just in the same way that I wish that I hadn't started eating animals again for a period of years. Like, I wish that I had, you know, kept up with the gays and, like, at least in some way, shape, or form, you know? Yeah. But... All the experiences that I had have led me to where I am now. And I think I'm pretty awesome right now. So
yeah.
Thanks, Past Amanda, for any decision that you made, conscious or unconscious.
I just want to point out what Gemma said before, which I do think is important. And she's obviously right again, as she always is. She said she thinks not minding others' business really... but I don't think not minding others' business really gets to it. We need to really be part of diverse communities. We don't build stronger communities by just minding our own business. That is obviously very true. And also, I think then we're living in the time of internet. So, because even if you, and I said that before numerous times, if I would not have the connections I have online, I could walk through my life without... knowing a gay person and without knowing people that are not white. I would be able to walk through my life, yeah. Go to work, go to school, walk through my life and not meet anyone that's different. That different, not anyone that's not straight white, basically. But we live in the time of internet and you can meet people, you can get to know people, you can... I don't think I've ever known more gay and queer folks in my entire life. And it's glorious. Like, it's great. And it's the amount of things I learned in the last couple of months is just fascinating. I can speak gay now.
Congratulations.
Yay. And it's just, you just feel so much more into the community besides... just seeing it from the outside. Like, when you see it from the inside, you get to experience the struggles more, you get to know them better, and you can relate more even. And I think it's just kind of part of what we need to do as humans, is learn about other things and learn about other people. So I agree with Gemma that, like, even though I said we should all mind our own business, which I do also think is part of the entire thing, because there's a difference between getting to know people and sharing experiences. Exactly. As powerful as melding our experience with others is finding true empathy. But also at the same time, I feel it's important that to acknowledge that not everything is up for you to decide. You as a person don't get to decide who another person is falling in love with, or who another person is having sex with, or who another person decides to just be friends with, or whatever. So that's not anyone's cup of tea except the people involved. So yes, it's about sharing the experience, it's about talking, it's about creating that true empathy, but also, again, the people who love each other should freaking love each other, and it's not your fucking issue who they are and what they do. Get to know them, be friends with them, but that's when you can relate. But yeah, absolutely. That's my two cents on the things, and the straight white one is talking again, and I'm sorry.
Very important words. Don't be sorry.
Nyx with coffee in chat said, yes, the LGBTQIA+ community is such a diverse group and come from everywhere and have such wide-ranging life experiences. Totally.
That's what makes it so great.
Yeah. It really is a rainbow. Like, I know rainbow is obviously a symbol of pride, but I feel like it's just rainbow really is diversity and like this coming together of people from everywhere, all different walks of life and all different sexualities, all different genders, just forming something so beautiful and supportive and happy. Fun story. In high school, we decided to start a group for witches, and we decided to call it Prism, and we're making like a logo that was a triangle, almost like a Pink Floyd logo with a triangle and like a line going into it, and the other side was like a rainbow. And then somebody was like, do you think people will think that this is a gay group, not a witch group? And we were like, this is a very good point. Also, we're all queer in a way, so kind of accurate anyways. It's very funny.
The logo stays.
I would like to pull up something again from chat before we finished. Gemma says, the queer community needs allies to take up the call to action. We can't carry all the work. We need straight folks to take on the work. The burden of the oppressed is real. So, yes, do that and be a good straight ally. I have no idea if I'm a good straight ally, but yeah.
You're pretty good. You
all have to decide.
I give you a thumbs up. Just one.
Oh, yay.
Just one. Just a sheepish sort of nod. Yeah, you're all right.
I mean, that's better than the thumbs down, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
I take that.
Lizzie, was this as nerve-wracking doing it as you were worried for?
Yeah. No, it was okay. I settled into it. Really?
Rude. You would like to let other people know something before we drift off?
Really, as this is hosted on Twitch, just thank you to everyone that has welcomed me into the community and made me feel very, very special and happy and like I belong. And it's just been, it's been a fabulous time. So thank you very much.
Okay. So thanks for having me again. Obviously. Where can people find you on the interwebs?
On the interwebs, on Twitch, you can find me at, what is my username? Get Lizzie with it.
Sorry.
That's it. That is the inspiration for it. Same on Twitter, and then on Instagram. I don't use Instagram so much. It's pretty dull. It's get Lizzie with it _ because someone stole my name, and that is annoying. But
how dare they?
I know. Brutal. Get Lizzie with it. You'll see me. You'll find me.
We will put all of these in the show notes. And thank you so much for doing this with us, Lizzie.
You're the best.
Loved having this conversation with you.
Yes. So we see us again for another amazing episode of Geek Herring next week. So bye.
Bye.
If you like this episode of Geek Herring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geek Herring and over on geekherring.com.